our awesome podcast with Holly and Adam and maybe a guest. We talk about things, we talk about stuff. We talk until we've had enough. Listen to our awesome podcast. All you have to do is not turn it off. The Adam and Holly are awesome podcast.
It's awesome.
The Adam and Holly are awesome podcast.
Hello and welcome to the Adam and Holly are awesome podcast.
Aha.
I am Adam.
I'm Holly.
And we are still awesome.
That's kind of, well, like, what? How would we know if we were suddenly not awesome?
I think someone would let us know. Yesterday I wasn't very awesome. Yesterday was a big lazy day of sitting around.
Yeah,
doing
yesterday. Yesterday accomplished nothing at all.
So I got 3 days off in a row from work. Today is day two of the 3 days, and yesterday was day one. And just sat around, played the Godfather game for PS3.
I accomplished something, but you didn't accomplish anything.
What did you accomplish?
I went to the doctor.
That's right.
Yeah.
Got it.
But you didn't do anything.
I would have got trophies if the games I played supported trophies, but apparently the games I played yesterday were way too old to have trophies, so my quest for every trophy, I could just stop playing those right now and I'd still have so many
trophies.
Right, but
I mean, you could just play them to have fun.
Right. But it was...
Who plays games to have fun? I saw a comic online about a guy who's yelling at his TV screen, and his girlfriend walks in and is like, "Why are you still playing that game? It doesn't look like you're having fun." And the next panel is like, "Bitch, you don't even know what fun is," and he's just raging.
You don't even know what fun is.
But it's
is this
true.
The one with the face?
But it's true, especially with online gaming. People just yell at their TVs a lot and yell at each other and stuff. So it doesn't really sound like fun at all.
You don't know what fun is. No, it's not fun when you have to do the same mission 60 times because stupid, you can't grab all the money bags and leave the building.
We could have kept doing it. Yeah. Well, the Godfather game's a good game aside from
I like extorting
stupid money bags.
I like extorting
You're
people.
You're really good at extorting people.
Yeah, beat them up and take all their money.
Do you think you could extort people like that in real life?
No. I don't have the gumption for it.
You don't have the sweet skills.
I don't have the wherewithal.
I couldn't do it. I'd get in there and I'd start to choke him and be like, "Oh my god, did I hurt you?"
Can you give me money every week? Just send it to this address.
Please? It's for the orphans?
I'm poor, damn it. Give me money.
You have more money than I do and I want some of it right now.
I will protect your business for $5 a day.
I won't really protect your business.
I will not attack your business.
I'm not very threatening.
I will not break your stuff in your business if you give me money.
And if I did break their stuff, they'd be like, "You should really pay for that." I'd be like, "Yeah, you're
right." Well, I mean,
I really
seriously though, that's like a good way to make money if you're a criminal. Like you you go up to a place and be like, "Look, I won't break all of your stuff every day if you give me money." You know?
I mean, well, I don't know.
It's protection.
I don't know if that's so good.
You're protected from me if you give me money.
At that point, they'd just like call the police. Be like, "This guy is extorting me." Right? You have to have. The only reason that works in the game is because you have the whole mafia network behind you. You've got the whole family behind you.
Right.
Supporting you. So you're not going to. If they come and kill you, you know, two, three more people are going to show up.
But I did make you watch the movie before I played the game.
Yeah, because I've never seen The Godfather. There's so many classic movies I've never seen.
Mm. We haven't watched the second one yet. I do have the whole trilogy. We're going to skip the third one, I think, because,
what?
You know, it just
well,
ruins.
I mean, I'll probably watch it eventually.
Yeah.
It's kind of like...
It kind of ruins the whole... Like, the first two are awesome.
Almost,
and then the last
just
one
like,
was just...
Why did they do this?
Yeah.
What, is it like a cash cow sort of thing? Like they made it clearly
well,
because it
well, it's like
money.
It's like 10 years later. It's like there's years in between them.
Right, know. Right. But I mean, when you watch it, do you get this feeling like this was made because people would buy it?
Right.
Because I feel like that with a lot of sequels
it's
now.
Sequel,
it's the only
you know.
Reason they make them is people.
But
would
I
buy
think
it.
The Godfather 2 they made because they wanted to tell a different story.
Yeah, I have nothing against sequels as long as they're made to tell another story instead of just like we can make a ton of money off of this. Like the new Pirates of the Caribbean thing.
Yeah.
There's no...
See, I thought the third one was the end, because it's like the world
yeah,
end or whatever.
Yeah, well, it was the end. And then, but clearly they noticed, like, oh, we can make a bunch more money off this franchise. So they just made another movie.
Well, they made a new Scream movie, too. I don't know. Is it out yet?
Scream 4? I don't know. It was filming when I was in Michigan last year. I don't think it's out yet.
Is it out? I don't, see, I don't even know.
I was a few blocks away from where it was filming. Well, we didn't go look, though. Oh, we totally should have. But.
There's some really good sequels, like Bill and Ted. Like, because the first story...
Yeah,
first
actually, one. Bill and Ted, the sequel's better.
Yeah.
Another movie I hadn't seen until...
And The Godfather, the sequel's better. There's very few movies where the sequels are better than the original.
Right.
But I think that...
What about the Back to the Future movies? I've never seen anything but the first one.
The first one's really good. I enjoyed the second one a lot more, because then you go to the future.
Oh, okay.
You know, because the first ones, they go to the past, and then they go to the future, and then they gotta, like, fix it. And
I mean,
everything.
I don't want to, like, betray my geekdom here, but I really don't like Back to the Future all that much.
You didn't...
Well, I mean, it makes me sound like a terrible person and a terrible geek, but I don't really like it.
Well, I mean, I guess I grew up with it. Like, it came out when I was 6 years old.
Right.
Because it was 1985.
I mean, I could have grown up with it, but I didn't.
You just didn't.
I just didn't.
One of the kids that I work with has never seen The Goonies.
No!
And he refuses to watch it because he thinks
Why?
It'll be ruined.
Oh. Well, maybe, but it's so good.
No, I know, but he doesn't.
My mom was convinced for like a week that she hated The Goonies.
Until she watched it.
No, until she remembered that it wasn't The Goonies that she hated. We're like,
it was Explorers.
We're like, Mom, we should watch The Goonies. She's like, I don't really like that movie. And then she realized that's
something. Did you ever watch Explorers?
Is that the one where they take the spaceship thing?
They tilt the whirl and they make it into a
spaceship. Yes, that was awesome.
No, it wasn't. It was awesome until they got into space. And then
I hadn't seen it before, and then I was shown it to me last summer.
Mm-hmm.
And it... When I watched it, I was like, this is kind of, what? It's really cheesy and really horrible.
I thought it was
But
awesome.
Afterwards, I was like, that was actually pretty cool.
I liked it until they went to space and met all the aliens.
Yeah, I didn't really like the aliens.
I liked the first half of it, or two-thirds of it.
Yeah, well, because when they got to space, the alien did, like, this weird dance with music stuff. I was like, why are you doing this? Why was this necessary in this movie?
It really wasn't. But I thought the acting was good. Like, all the kids did a good job.
Yeah. I don't remember that. Like I said, I've seen it once. So.
Or another good movie with a bunch of kids is Stand By Me.
That's just a good movie,
that's
though. I mean, that's not really a kids movie. There's a difference here. Because the Goonies, Goonies is a kids movie. Explorers is clearly a kids movie. Stand By Me, about kids, not a kids movie.
Right, okay.
But adolescent movie, but not a kids movie.
There's a lot of, they're going to find a dead body.
You're right, like, that right really, there is like...
It's a coming-of-age story.
Well, that's what it is.
Like
the
Sandlot.
That's what? The only time I've seen any part of the Sandlot, I was camping with my family. And when I say my family, I mean like an extended family, because every year, from probably about age, well, I don't know, 6 to maybe 10 or 11, we go camping on Memorial Day with my grandparents and my grandpa's family. Incidentally, this is the grandpa that I don't call grandpa anymore, but that's, you know, that's not the point. But anyway, and at one point, one Memorial Day, we always had tents, so when it rained, which it did every single Memorial Day until the year we didn't go, and then it was nice and sunny, we stayed in tents, but when it was raining, that was really unpleasant, so we would go into the RVs that everyone else but us had, because, you know, we were poor and they weren't,
right.
And we would bum around and play cards and stuff. Well, one year, we were forced into the RVs, me and my sister and some of our cousins that we didn't... It weren't really even our cousins. We weren't even really related. We didn't really know them. That is the only time I've ever seen any part of the Sandlot was in there. I don't even know what it's about.
It's about the kids playing baseball.
Is it?
Mm-hmm. And then they knock it in, the ball into the other...
There's something about a dog.
Forever.
Is there something about a dog?
Yeah, because there's a big meat.
Okay,
big dog
that's the only part I remember is something about some crazy dog or something.
That was real good.
Yeah, I probably won't ever watch that.
Or the Monster Squad was real good.
I don't know what that is. What
that was
is
the
that?
One I liked when I was growing up. It's about like it's like a little a club of kids who like they like
monsters.
No.
They like monsters.
They have a club that they like monsters.
Oh, they're like Dracula
the
fans
club.
And stuff.
Yeah, like they go in their little clubhouse. They talk about monsters.
Nice.
But then like Dracula like attacks everybody.
Oh, they actually like the monsters
then,
show up.
Yeah, because the Dracula and the Wolfman and the creature from the Black Lagoon.
That's
awesome. And the Frankenstein monster.
I want to see this movie.
It's really good.
I've never seen this movie.
It's really good. It's probably on Netflix.
I'm sure it is.
We
should
watch it.
We should look.
I wonder if
we gotta watch movies today. I don't know.
Yeah, I think it's just a little bit scary.
Yeah, I was
going to
say, you don't probably
want
to show her scared. Like, I was scared of Little Mermaid when I was in the age. Ursula's terrifying.
It's pretty scary.
The end part, like, the whole thing is fine. And The Wizard of Oz. Mm. Wizard of Oz was horrifying.
The flying monkeys are freaky.
No.
No?
It wasn't the flying monkeys.
They are freaky.
They are freaky, but that wasn't what scared me. What scared me was the Wicked Witch of the West's face in the glass ball when she's, like, laughing at Dorothy when she's captured.
The one thing that scared me when I was a kid,
mm-hmm.
is it's the dumbest thing. It was on Saturday Night Live.
Mm-hmm.
They had one of the fake commercials.
What was it?
It was called Handy Off.
I don't know what that
and basically
is.
it's like they have like a real fake prosthetic with people with extra fingers.
Oh.
And they put like stuff on it and they fall off.
Oh.
And it freaked me out to no extent.
That's horrible.
When I was like 8 or 9.
I am glad that I hadn't seen Watership Down when I was little.
Oh.
Because if I had seen that when I was little, I would have been terrified.
Fiverr.
The beginning part of
the... Well, Fiverr saw it coming.
Well, no, just the beginning part with the mythology and stuff, with all the stuff in the sky and whatever.
I read the book.
I haven't read the book.
Seeing the
cartoon visualization.
The
I know we did. We talked about
it. Oh, we finished Lost, by the way.
We did finish Lost. Last season kind of sucked. The last episode really sucked and was very disappointing to
me. You're allowed to think that, I guess.
I do. Well, I'm sure I'm not alone. I'm sure there's plenty of people who were like, this was disappointing.
I thought it fit together very well. But sometimes we have different opinions.
No. What?
And also with music. For some reason, there are very few songs that both of us like.
There are very few songs that I like that you've listened to, though, to be fair.
Well, okay. But I know that, like, for some reason, like, 90% of our music just doesn't
You know what we're
going
to do? We're going to listen to my music today while we pack stuff, because we have to pack.
We're packing.
Move.
Yeah, we're moving in, like, 2 weeks, just about.
God, it's less than 2 weeks now.
Yeah.
Because the...
11 days. Today's the 15th.
Today is the 15th. We're recording this on the 15th.
June 15th of 2011.
And when's your first day off to move?
The 25th is my last day.
Ouch.
So 26th.
We have a week and a half.
We have
to
get the U-Haul on the 26th, drive up there on the 27th, and then I take the bus back on the 28th, and then I get all my stuff set up for 29th, and then on the 30th. We're already packed and good.
It's gonna be crazy.
And then on the 1st is my first day. I got the hiccups. We just had an awesome lunch.
Yeah, totally. We just went for Mexican food. It was really good. I don't even remember what it was that I had, some burrito thing.
Yeah, but I thought it was awesome. They're like, oh, I don't know. They never speak Spanish
Shut
in these
up.
Places.
Usually they don't.
They don't. And then the first thing
then
we do when we walk in, there's three people speaking Spanish at each other.
I was actually pretty happy about it.
She's like, they never do. She's like, only in the authentic Mexican restaurants.
Shut up. Make fun of me.
Uh-huh.
Stop this podcast right now, young man.
We'll turn it around.
Turn around.
We're going home. No, but it was really good. It's my favorite Mexican restaurant in town. Puerto Vallarta.
I only know of a couple Mexican restaurants. Like, I know there's more in Fargo. There's Juanos, which I've heard isn't very good. So I've never been there. There's one other one that I can't remember what it's called, but then there's Acapulco, which is not at all authentic Mexican. And there's, what's the other one? The one that actually is authentic.
I've already decided what my favorite restaurant is in Fargo.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Spicy pie's great. Oh, my God. It's so good.
It's
great
pizza.
And
it's, like,
it's pretty cheap.
It's super cheap, yeah. For
general
especially,
pizza. Yeah, especially if you only get one topping.
Mm-hmm. Which I generally get.
Yeah. Yeah, we should definitely.
But that other place, what was it called?
What?
The one that sucked real bad.
Doolittle's?
Is that what it was?
The Grill.
You remember?
Yeah.
That's good.
Well,
see how bad
I lived a few blocks from it, so.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Well, it wasn't that far at all.
The Buffalo, that was gross.
That was bad. Let's not talk about that again. That was depressing.
That'll just put us in a bad
mood.
Yeah,
that was like the least happy podcast we've ever had, except maybe when I was yelling at you for messing up the cookies.
I had a lot of fun making the cookies.
I'm sure you did. I might get some stuff so I can make a cake.
Make a cake. Yeah, you got a cake pan.
No, I might just use the spring form when you have to. It might work out.
Make a chocolate torte?
No.
No?
I'll just make cake.
Okay. Can you also make a chocolate torte?
No. I'll just make cake.
Or cheesecake? You like cheesecake?
I like cheesecake.
You can make
but
cheesecake
I'm just gonna
in
make
spring
cake.
Form.
I think I'll just make regular cake.
What kind of cake?
Chocolate cake.
Chocolate cake with carrots in it?
No. Just chocolate cake.
You gotta make it healthy, though.
No, I don't. If I'm making cake, I'm not really that concerned about it.
It's
being
got eggs and wheat.
No, actually, the recipe I'm going to use doesn't have any eggs.
Well, there you go. It's got wheat. It's healthy. It's nutritious. Right?
You almost just tried to say that with a straight face, but
well, no,
work.
that was a Bill Cosby routine.
Oh, I don't like Bill Cosby all that much.
Oh, well,
his
one thing, he had it, and his big joke was, like, he had chocolate cake, because it was, like, the morning, chocolate cake for breakfast, and then the kids come down, and they're like, Daddy, we want chocolate cake, and he's like, breakfast, and then he gave him chocolate cake, and they're all eating chocolate cake. Daddy's great. Give us chocolate cake.
Oh,
Daddy's great. I vaguely remember
that.
And the kids are singing and happy.
I never liked Bill Cosby. He is so creepy.
And then his wife comes out and she says, "You gave them chocolate cake." It's funnier when
cool
he says
story,
it.
Cool story, bro.
Yeah, well, it was funny when I saw it.
What was the bumper sticker? You know, the podcast people can't see you dancing awkwardly, right? The awkward dance doesn't
work.
The
eating the chocolate cake move?
Yeah, they can't see that. And I'm not going to videotape it because they don't want to see that. They are not interested at all.
If you've seen the Bill Cosby, I forget which one, maybe it's Bill Cosby himself or something like that.
I have no idea.
And, but if you know the chocolate cake, you know what he's doing. Eating the chocolate cake and singing the song.
It doesn't. Just YouTube it. Everything's on YouTube.
It's on YouTube.
It's probably on YouTube.
If you haven't seen
Meta Cafe or...
See, I don't even know what that is.
It's another video site.
Is it?
Yeah.
It's less
censored than... Because YouTube, you have to censor. Because they won't let boobs or anything on there, but...
Oh, there's boobs in the other one?
Meta Cafe, they have porn.
How come nobody ever told me about this? I'm so...
It's the internet!
I'm
for
old.
Fuck's sake!
I'm old.
Google!
Well, it's not like I'm... How come they don't have boob tube?
Well, they probably do.
Oh. And if they don't, we just invented it.
I don't think we
just...
I'm sure someone grabbed that domain name a long time ago.
It's videos of boobs.
Maybe it's a website educating you about the dangers of television. Boob tube.
Well, that's lame.
There's all sorts of porn tubes, though.
Is there?
Yeah. I hope my mom never listens to this. Although, to be fair, she shared equally awkward things with me, so...
Right.
Love you, Mom. Not like my mom is the interest
in
the podcast.
I think my mom listens to this.
Oh, God.
Because she doesn't... She only likes it on
That's
Facebook.
That's true, she does.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. I'm not censored.
Hi, Mom.
For nobody.
Hi.
Hi, Mom. It's... So, let's talk about ponies.
Ponies and...
Unicorns, rainbows, and puppies.
So cake.
So we watched Jurassic Park.
Oh, yeah, that Futurama
episode,
that was fun.
And you are completely inhuman. Because you were the only person I know who was not sad by that episode. I have never met anyone
who was
so unaffected.
I'd rather have a robot than a dog.
But it was sad because he waited for him. He waited,
right.
And he... Just, he was so loyal, and he loved him so much, and he waited. And
but
he got
sent to the future.
No, he died.
No, the dog did, sure, but...
Well, but that's the thing, though. Like, the dog was loyal, and he was like, oh, I love you, I'll wait for you, and then he...
Right, because he's dumb. He doesn't know any better.
No, he's not dumb. He's loyal. He loves him. That's right. Like saying I'm dumb for loving you.
Well...
I see how it is.
That's different. You're not a dog.
Are you sure?
Yes.
How do you know?
Because you're talking.
Maybe I am a talking dog.
And you... That's not... That's not... No.
Like, you're definitely not a dog.
Everyone else in your family is human.
I'm not hairy enough to be a dog either. And I'm too tall. Although there's dogs probably taller than me standing up. If I were ever gonna have a dog, I would have a really huge dog.
Like a Great Dane.
Yeah, I would love a Great Dane. My dream has always been to have a Great Dane and a Dachshund.
Yeah.
They're like
and you put a little dog on top of the
dog.
Huge dog
and tiny dog. I've always wanted a Dachshund. Maybe someday. Maybe someday when I live in a house and it could poop in the backyard and I could pay someone else to clean it up for me.
Yeah. Because they poop in the house too.
No, they don't.
Because they're your friend.
Yeah, but good dogs don't poop in the house. Good trained dogs do not.
Right. Yeah, I'm not good at training dogs.
Well, right, I'll just get a trained one.
Just get one that's already trained.
Well, you just get them from the pound, right? Mm. Usually they're at least partially trained at that point, so.
Or they're not, and that's why they just got sent there.
No. Sometimes they have to go there because, like, their owners can't take care of them anymore. They can't find someone else to take them. Mm. Which actually makes me really sad. Or, like, if you're moving and you can't bring your dog with you, but you can't find anyone to take it. Like,
we should get a pet that doesn't poop.
That's impossible. Mm. There's no such thing.
Robot dog.
We could get a robot. Oh, we could get, they have, like, robot dinosaurs.
Yeah. I don't want a dinosaur, because dinosaurs will eat you.
Well, no, robot dinosaurs won't. But I always wanted one of those.
Are they full size?
No, they're small.
Because if it was full size, that would be awesome.
I can't remember what they're, a Roboraptor or something? But yeah, they're real cool.
Do they have sharp talons?
I don't think so. But they walk around, and they make noises, and they respond to you and stuff, so. I think it's pretty cool. I want one. I've always wanted one. They sell mini ones, but they don't have all the features, so.
That's my T-Rex
okay,
arms.
No, again, nobody can see this. This is a podcast.
I'm doing T-Rex arms.
Maybe
it's...
you'd think after 14 episodes you would realize that nobody can see the awesome things you're doing.
Are we at 14 already?
I think so. I think the last one I posted was 13.
Wow. So, yeah. Hey, we've been doing our podcast for 14 weeks.
I had to post the last one late, though. That's the first time it's ever been late.
No.
By more than, like, an hour. Because, I had to post it. Like, I tried to post it.
I'm sure they figured it out.
I tried to post it. I don't think anyone listened to it yet. I tried to post it on time. But,
I listened to it. No, I didn't.
But Podbean was down, and it was all like, you can't log in here because their security certificate expired. And I was
okay. Should we think about getting a different podcast hosting site?
No.
No,
very
paid
for this one.
Right, but it's you said it's not secure?
It was just for a day. They accidentally, their certificate expired. It's fine now.
Oh, because their certificate expired.
Yeah.
Okay, never mind. The website is safe.
Podbean, you're cool with us.
Or safe to download from.
Yeah. No, you're fine. It just didn't want me to log in.
It was a certificate issue.
The rest of the site worked. I just couldn't log in.
So, we have a pile of movies yet that you have to watch for in the next week and a half.
I know. And then we can sell.
Have you seen Boogie Nights or no?
No.
No. We'll watch Boogie Nights. Godfather Part 2. Hatchet.
Hatchet is mine, and I don't even know. Seen it.
It was pretty good. Hellboy 2 was good. I don't have the first one because you don't really need to see it.
Really?
Yeah, the second one's a lot better, and it's a independent story.
Why is it better?
The first Hellboy movie was basically one creature that he fought like six different times.
Oh, so that's, you know.
And it was just like a big dog or whatever, and it was
kind of really boring.
It was pretty lame. I mean, the story was okay, but the second one, it was he did it after he did Pan's Labyrinth.
Oh.
So it's the effects are a lot better. There's like a lot of different cool monsters, and it's
all right.
And it's just a lot. You know,
I'll buy that.
Yeah, it's a lot more fun. There's
We should watch Pan's Labyrinth again sometime.
Yeah, we should watch Hellboy 2 again or soon.
Yeah, all right, we can do that.
Yeah, and Napoleon Dynamite. I still can't believe
you
haven't seen that.
No, I purposely not seen it though. It's not
right.
Like I'm just
That's Matt with the Goonies, is you and Napoleon Dynamite.
Right, but the Goonies is a good classic children's movie. Napoleon Dynamite was just overplayed.
Was it?
Yes.
I think the Goonies was very much
overplayed.
Here's
the thing, you weren't in high school when Napoleon Dynamite came out.
I wasn't.
It was bad. I think that's what did it, is because when I was in high school when Napoleon Dynamite came out, and everyone around me was quoting it all the time, and like
that's because it's awesome.
Obsessed with it. Yeah, but it gets old. It gets really old really quickly. And so I felt like I'd seen most of the movie just quotes from other people.
Eat the food, Tina!
So I just never wanted to see it. I still don't. Like, even
but
like
Roger
the dance thing
it.
Or whatever it is that he does.
Oh, yeah.
With the, yeah, someone did that at our talent show.
Oh, with the moon boots?
Yeah.
But Roger Workman's in it.
I don't care.
He's Uncle Rico.
That's fine.
He was also in the Monster Squad as the werewolf.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That same guy. I don't know his name.
Blair Witch 2, I'm sorry, I don't even want to see it. I really don't.
Did you see the first one?
Nope. I know what happens in it.
Right, okay.
The second one
is kind of like, I think they're trying to do a similar thing with the Human Centipede 2.
Yeah.
Like, it's someone who's seen it or whatever, and they're trying to figure it out. Well, no, this one is people heard about the legend, so they go to where it was.
That doesn't sound appealing to me.
Well, no, but it's
like,
really good.
I
like
just
it.
Don't want to see it.
Well, I don't know how to fix that.
I should have seen Blackstick Mode by now. I'm kind of ashamed.
That was really good.
I haven't yet.
That was a lot better than I thought. Justin Timberlake's really good in that too.
Yeah. Justin Timberlake's actually a good actor.
He is. He's good
in a lot of everything he does.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have guessed that of him when he was in NSYNC, because he was like the cute baby face one of NSYNC.
Yeah. Didn't pay attention.
He was real curly hair and stuff. I know he just keeps it short. Because I think that was his symbol when he was a teenager.
Oh,
sure. He doesn't want to do that anymore.
But, I mean, what I started liking Justin Timberlake is when he was on Saturday Night Live. Because I used to watch Saturday Night Live a lot. And
yes.
Then he was on there. I'm like, this kid's hilarious.
Yes, he is. He really is. He went into the wrong profession.
Mm-hmm.
He should have been a comedy actor.
Yeah, he's really funny. Well, I think it's Chris Hardwick always says that comedians always want to be musicians, and musicians always want to be comedians.
Some work better than others.
Yeah.
Well, because Justin Timberlake's a good musician, too, if you like his kind of music.
Yeah.
Which, it's not for everyone. I like the album that I have.
I like that one with
the only one.
Take my love. My love.
That's the album that I have that we played.
If
MSB,
I wrote you
friend.
A symphony. That's all I got.
I know all the rest of that.
You know
but it, I'm not gonna keep singing it because I don't think I need to prove that I know it. I definitely do.
My love.
I believe the words are, need another woman that can take your spot, my love.
There you have it, folks. The actual real words.
The words that aren't just a lot of random
As quoted by a girl who was 13 or so.
I was not 13. 14. I was like 18 when that came out.
I don't know. I have no frame of reference for the time.
That was like my senior year of high school, junior year, senior year.
But you listened to the album a million times.
Yeah. Well, that's what happened. We put albums in our car, CDs in our car, and just looped them.
Yeah, I used to do that too.
Over and over again.
I listened to Modest Mouse's We Were Dead Before the Ship Even Sank probably 700 times in a row.
Yeah.
Because I just never had
another
CD.
The greatest one that we had was the Phantom of the Opera. We had the Phantom of the Opera soundtrack.
I'm not going to call that the greatest.
No, it was awesome. Because we had, my sister and I both had this like 7-minute long track memorized word for word. It was so great. That was like the crowning achievement of my high school years.
Another one that I had in my CD player was Murder Ballads by Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds.
I can remember having are Panic at the Disco's first album. I can't remember what it's called now, actually. It doesn't matter. My Chemical Romance, Welcome to the Black Parade. Yeah. You don't like it.
When I was... that's it.
Yeah,
I turn it off by that point.
There's better songs than that on that album. Anyway, so those two, the Phantom of the Opera one, Justin Timberlake. My sister always had more when she had the car. She always had 2 Breaking Benjamin CDs in there, but mostly the same one because she knew how long it took her to get to work. She knew if she was going to run later, if it had taken her longer to get to work because... She'd always get to the same track, like the same place and the same track.
Mm-hmm.
So she heard the same, like, 2.5 songs over and over again.
Another one. I'm trying to think of the other ones I had, too. Oh, Tom York, The Eraser. It was his side project.
I've never heard of
his solo project.
I really haven't. I'm not familiar with any of his stuff.
I think there's probably a Cake CD in there somewhere.
I know I must have had something else.
Yeah. Ween. A lot of Ween.
There's no better way to remember stuff, song lyrics, than to play them over and over again in your car.
Because
you kind of start to memorize them unintentionally, just from hearing it so much.
Oh, the last one I remembered was Utah Phillips and Ani DeFranco.
Ani DeFranco.
I know, but she has one with Utah Phillips, who's just like this
just
old fella.
She's crazy.
Well, never mind.
Sorry, Utah Phillips, Ani DeFranco.
Yeah, it's really good.
Okay.
That's it. Just an old guy who talks, and then Ani DeFranco plays music underneath it.
He just talks for a while? What's he talk about?
All kinds of stuff.
Does he talk, or is he, like, reading from something?
No, he's just talking. Like, he's a folk singer, but he doesn't have, none of his music is on it. It's just all the stuff he says between his songs.
Oh.
And she puts music to it.
Nice.
Which is real good.
That's funny.
Yeah.
I can
I
never
like that a lot.
Music. I would be terrible at, like, a real musician. Like, actually trying to do that stuff. Nobody would like anything I made. Because it'd all sound exactly the same. Because I have no creativity.
So
I'd have 18 of the same song.
I wrote a song once.
Yeah.
Well, maybe like two or three songs.
You wrote a song about the face of Bubba Wallace.
I did.
That's such a great song.
I woke up one morning, I'm like, I have to write a song about the face of Bo right
now. It was
good,
though. It's a good song, and I remember more of the lyrics properly than you do.
Well, that's because I just sang it once.
Yeah, I'm sure I've heard it a dozen more times than you have, at least.
Yeah, if you don't know, I do have a song called The Face of Bo. It's not really available anywhere.
Yeah, it's just on SoundCloud.
It's on SoundCloud.
Yeah. As far as I know. Well, and I think you have it on YouTube.
Oh, I might. No, I don't think I ever did a YouTube video of it.
I don't know. It's definitely on SoundCloud, though.
Yeah, download. Maybe we could post it on the site, the website.
Post a link to it.
Yeah, we can probably do that. To my song, The Face of Bo.
Or to your whole SoundCloud thing, in case anyone cares about all the rest of the
stuff. Yeah, I play some music with my guitar sometimes.
Usually you don't finish songs, though. You tend to make it like a third of the way or two-thirds of the way through a song,
laughing.
And you just quit.
Yeah.
Remember that one time that you tried to sing a song for me? Tried to sing it as Jiffy's Trance and Thieves.
Uh-huh. And then I got like the first 10 seconds.
Yeah, you made it like the first part of the chorus, and you just like, I can't do this.
I refuse to do this more.
But
than
it was very sweet of you.
I tried.
The YouTube video is even called For Holly. Mm,
that was before you liked me.
No, I liked you.
Oh, well.
It was before we were together.
Sure, fair enough. Oh, well, I think we can call it a day on this one.
We'll call it a podcast. Probably not time to call it a day yet. It's only like 3 in the afternoon.
This is a podcast.
This was a public service announcement podcast.
Don't run by the pool, because you'll slip and hit your head and die.
Well, you might not die, but it'll definitely hurt
a
bit.
Because if you run, don't run by the pool, because it's wet there.
Right, well, and then you might fall in and unexpectedly chug water.
Also, don't carry scissors next to the pool.
Don't do that while walking. No, bad idea. Because, right, if you slip and fall walking, it can happen. Most things go straight through your throat.
Then you'll fall on the scissors and you're dead.
Don't run while you have a sucker in your mouth.
It's like a lollipop?
Yeah.
There you go.
Don't do that. That was one of the big things I got in trouble for when I was little. I would run around there.
Because if you fall, it goes...
Yeah, it gets stuck in your throat.
Also, don't run while... with a lollipop and scissors by a pool. That's the worst thing to do.
You know, actually, you're probably okay.
They all cancel each other out.
They cancel each other out, and you're just fine.
So just run around as much as you want by the pool.
Run around wet pools with a lollipop in your mouth and scissors in your hand. And probably make that weird face while you do it.
And just make sure that they just, like, clean the side of the pool with bleach, too. Because then it'll be super slippery.
Okay, final public service announcement. Don't talk about porn when your mom might be listening.
Okay, bye.